So thank you for your time, first of all, and your work. Do you have an updated estimate of the size of the Caribou Lake fire?
Okay, today the Caribou Lake fire had clear skies, so that allowed helicopters to deliver much needed equipment and supplies to firefighters. It's been kind of socked in, so we haven't been able to fly in equipment. Today was a big logistical day. Also, the fire received some water drops from two fire bosses around late afternoon. There is some fire activity, but it's more moderate fire activity, and it's primarily to the north, away from Caribou Lake. Tomorrow morning at 7 o'clock, the Great Basin Incident Management Team will assume command of the Caribou Lake fire. So what that means is those firefighters that are still out there on the fire, the 8 smoke jumpers and the Redmond hotshot crew, will stay out there. But with having them under the management of that Great Basin team, we'll just be able to get them more aircraft and more logistics support if needed. And the only thing else to add is now there's two public information officers based in Homer.
And anything on the size of the fire, the acreage, or any new maps?
The map that went out this morning, that is 800 acres, is still the map and the acreage that we're going at. Looking until tomorrow, with that slight growth to the north, we could see acreage increase, but not by any rapid amount.
Okay, so the fire has moved north because of the work they did over the last couple of days on the west side?
Well, the fire moved because of the wind.
And are you expecting another wind event tonight?
They were expecting wind this afternoon, and it hasn't materialized to the strength that they thought that the wind was going to be blowing. That's another reason why they were able to get aircraft in and use the fire bosses. Right now, they've been load and returning out of the Homer airstrip and being able to refuel there. Where the fire is moving is away from Caribou Lake and more north towards the refuge border is the closest thing that it would be moving into.
Okay. And what about the North Fork fire?
The North Fork fire is looking really good. So we've had, now we're on our fourth shift of it staying at 59 acres. A lot of hard work is being done to be able to keep the fire within that 59 acres. They're looking at reaching those containment goals by possibly even tomorrow or the next day, and that's when we'll see the ready status removed by the borough. So they just got a couple more things to button up around that fire, but it hasn't moved. It's looking good. They've been able to really get deep into the interior by using hose lays and getting water into every place that is holding heat.
Thank you, Sarah. Is there anything else that you want to tell everybody?
That's where we're at, Kathleen.
And are there any plans for a public meeting?
We're looking into that, a good assessment of what the community needs are and where we can hang up some maps and some updates, just not for the North Fork and Caribou, but also the Swan Lake down here, just so people can have an idea of what's going on, provide more consistent updates to the local community. We're going to be reaching out to the local fire chiefs, getting something organized, and as soon as we do, you'll be one of the first people to hear about it.
Thank you so much. We really appreciate it.
You're welcome, and thanks for the opportunity to update the people. Okay, thank you.
Okay, bye. Signing off.